Your Hometown News Station, 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have with us Lark Trickstead. Yay!
Good morning.
Well, it's Caregiver Corner time.
Happy day. Yeah.
It's a new month.
Yes.
We're kind of winding the year down.
Isn't it hard to believe?
It is.
Sheesh.
It is. You know, the holidays are coming up, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I was looking at your picture here.
Yes.
We've got Cinderella.
Yeah.
You always have a story behind all of this.
I know. And this is a kind of an inspiring one.
I like those things. But have courage and be kind is one of those wonderfully memorable movie quotes to live by that is so simple yet so profound. In the 2015 action version of the Disney film, Cinderella receives this advice from her dying mother.
Yeah, and Abby Case writes about her husband, Ben, in a caregiving blog. So this is her story, and I thought it was very touching. She writes that he was so truly courageous as he handled his ALS throughout his six-year battle. She said he pushed himself to keep doing things like walking, using his computer, and eating until he absolutely could not do them anymore. And it helped him emotionally and physically, too.
Wow. Abby notes that her hands were his hands at times, and her voice was his voice when his speech became impaired. He maintained a good sense of humor, which I think you always need in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when she got creative with the food processor to make meals for him when chewing and swallowing became very difficult.
Can you imagine that? You know, seeing your spouse go downhill and feeling very frustrated. And she was also very frustrated with coordinating her husband's care. But she related that her dad taught her long ago that you get more accomplished with honey than vinegar, and kindness did come in handy. It even kept her calmer, and though it didn't necessarily lead to better information, that was a constant struggle for her. But, you know, when things are not going very well, and you're tired, and you're scared, and you feel like you repeated yourself too many times, and are not getting any useful help, being kind does take a lot of effort.
Abby went on, maybe it seems odd to say that at times she had to remind herself to be kind, but when you're not at your best physically and or emotionally, kindness is not always the first quality that comes to the surface.
That's right. So Cinderella's mom gave her very good advice. Abby calls that kind of inspiration pixie dust for caregivers and for everyone else, too. Ben and Abby loved all things Disney, as many of us do, and as a caregiver and in grief, she found much comfort in the quotes like this one, have courage and be kind.
And be kind.
Yeah.
And be kind.
And know that, you know, I think the point of this Abby talking was that she was really frustrated with getting the right information and coordinating care for her husband because in this debilitating disease, you have to work with many different disciplines. And the language is a barrier for caregivers sometimes because it seems very confusing. Mm-hmm. So, but that good advice of be courageous and be kind helped her through and ultimately left her in the grieving process with something to hang on to. So,
How'd your seminar go? I was going to ask.
It was very well attended, and there were the committee planning people. They were so great. We had a full room, and I think good information. The panel was very helpful in terms of talking about advanced directives and living wills, and then the iPost in Iowa that we have is a physician order document that you can put on your refrigerator so at the end of your life, if you don't want to be resuscitated or artificial nutrition, those things have been laid out and signed by a physician or a nurse practitioner or PA. So we got a lot of good information out there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, I saw some pictures and I thought, looked like a great crowd.
Yes, it was.
Very nice.
Okay.
Lark, how do people get the info you have with our Caregiver Corner?
Yeah, we have our SageLink, North Iowa SageLink.com, and we're constantly trying to improve it. And at the beginning of the year, we're going to have some really virtual improvements. So it's going to be fun.
Virtual improvements.
Yeah.
I like that. Clark, okay. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Clark Trickstead with us this week on AM 1300 KGLO.